Hello there. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Our topic today is living with somebody who has an opposite point of view than you. You know, have you ever been in a relationship, and are you in a relationship where one of you look upon life from the bottom side up, while the other one looks at the life from the top side down? Glass full, glass empty. Glass full, glass half full. You know, the issue of pessimism and optimism has been given a great deal of attention in our psychological research over the last number of years, probably the last 15 years, in what we call positive psychology. And in that particular field of study, we try to look at the things that promote good behavior, positive behavior. And what are the positive aspects of life that promote positive behavior? Well, optimism is one of them. Optimism has been definitely found over and over again to be a profound influence upon how you live, how you relate, how you adjust your lifestyle, how you relate to other people, your health, your general happiness, your general fulfillment of life. So let's take a look at this issue of optimism and pessimism. Obviously, optimism is looking upon life with a degree of positivism, a degree of hope, a degree of interest, challenge, of excitement, of opportunity. While on the other hand, pessimism is looking upon life from the point of view of fear, being withheld, being held down, being restricted, looking upon life from the point of view that things are not going to go well, and your life is not going to go well. So when we take the contrast between optimism and pessimism, we need to look at the research in terms of what really has been said about it. Long-term studies link greater optimism to a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease, heart disease of various kinds, and other chronic ailments. So what we find here is that optimism is a positive attitude, is a positive way of looking at life, because it's going to lower your risk for having heart disease or having some kind of major illness or major disease, whether that be sugar diabetes or whether that be a stomach problem of some kind or whether that be even early dementia. So optimism is a positive thing. And it should be encouraged, it should be valued, it should be welcomed, it should be sought after, it should be learned, it should be the thing that you seek in life is how to change your thinking, how to change your attitude and your view of life from that being pessimistic to that being optimistic. Optimism is better for your health, you're going to live longer. So those are generally considered good outcome. Research by Dr. Alan Rosenzweig, he's one of the primary researchers in the field of optimism. He says this: it's never too early and it's never too late to foster optimism. You know, from teenagers to people well up in their 80s and 90s and 100, all have better outcomes if they're optimistic. That's what he says. So what about this? He's at the university, St. Luke's Hospital, New York, and Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital, actually, and he has a great deal of interest in optimism, and he's in the cardiac rehabilitation program himself, which means he works with people who have heart attacks or who are highly prone to heart attacks, to prevent them or to certainly prevent them happening again. He explains it this way: many heart attack patients who have long been sedentary would come into the gym and say they can't do it. But then he would put them on the treadmill, start them off slowly, and gradually build them up. Their attitudes would improve, he said, and they would become more confident. Whether you're in the 30s or 50s or 70s or 80s, you know, you can have a more transformed idea about life and more transformed idea about yourself and what you can do and what you can't do. More realistic, if you will. And then accordingly, the health index improves, whether the heart index or any of the other indexes that we see of the body, the vital signs, if you will, there's an improvement immediately. So we want to make sure that you are ranked high in optimism. We want to make sure that you have a particular view of life that's optimistic if you are prone to cardiovascular disease of some kind, or you've had a cardiovascular event of some kind. Optimists tend to take better care of their health. They're more likely to exercise and eat better and less likely to smoke. So there's a parallel here with optimism. People who are optimistic tend to live a better lifestyle. And because of the positive thinking and the more healthy lifestyle they live, they then are able to overcome the health problems that are often so much a part of people's lives as they come into the 50s, 60s, and 70 years of age, primarily cardiovascular disease. On the other hand, the researcher goes on and says this, that pessimists bathe their body in damaging stress hormone like cortisol, and they bathe themselves in that all day long as they think pessimistically. Pessimism increases inflammation throughout the body and fosters metabolic abnormalities like diabetes. Pessimism is also on the way to depression, which we know is precursor or beginning part of a cardiovascular disease of an individual. Another researcher by the name of Julia Bohm, she's a psychologist at Chapman University in Orange, California, makes this statement. Optimism promotes problem solving. It helps people deal with challenges and obstacles in their effective and deal with challenges in a more effective way. Optimists tend to pursue strategies that make a rosy future a reality. Their hearts are not constantly pounding, she says. So you can see that optimists have a kind of a lighter lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle, a more friendly lifestyle, a softer lifestyle. And the body isn't so drained or overstressed because of the pessimistic thinking. Optimism allows people to live more freely and more in an upbeat with a greater level of happiness, a greater level of satisfaction, a greater level of interest, and a desire to be part of life rather than to be fearful of life. So if you're pessimistic, this is your challenge. You need to change your way of thinking. Your health demands it. Your body demands it. The people around you, much better to live with people who are optimistic than pessimistic. So if you're optimistic, congratulations. If you're optimistic, keep it up. If you're optimistic, help other people around you become optimistic. Teach your children, teach your family members. Talk about it. Model it. Make sure that people see your optimism. And maybe you can help other people come out of a path of pessimism into a path of optimism. Maybe that could be a challenge for you in your particular life. So look at it from the point of view that this is a major way to live, pessimistically or optimistically. And the better way to live is the optimistic way of living. Better for your health, better for your people around you, better for your happiness level, better for your productivity, better for your occupation, better for your job, better for your marriage, better for your family, etc. And it's certainly better for your health. So get on with it. Be optimistic. Look favorably upon life and enjoy the life that you're living. Don't move in the direction of pessimism, which is ill health and sadness and depression and just living a life of sorrow. So thanks for joining me today and glad that you're with me in the podcast. Come to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com, and make sure you pick up the book there on Achieving and Living a Healthy Lifestyle in a World of Stress. Achieving and Living a Healthy Lifestyle in a World of Stress. Be a good book for you if this is an issue in your life. Bye for now.